How's Right Smart you?
When you had more than what you thought you were going to produce. He had Right Smarter tomatoes, or
mm-hmm.
he had Right Smarter potatoes that he got in his garden.
Mm-hmm. Do you use that term?
No. You would only find older people
mm-hmm.
seeing using that, but not anyone my age. Unless
mm-hmm.
unless they were brought up in homes where they still use it. Now, I have seen a small boy use bad, broken English because an old lady kept him,
mm-hmm.
and his English was really terrible.
What sort of things would he say?
That there pencil sitting over there, that there by that there door.
Mm-hmm.
Where is y'all's salt or
mm-hmm.
something of that nature? He is at turns that now when I go in a place and hear this dialect, it's what they call Southern Black dialect, I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't too many people talk like that anymore. My grandparents didn't talk like that. And my mother and father didn't talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
And well, naturally none of my sisters or brothers talk like that. And to really hear somebody say, "Here I is,"
mm-hmm.
the only place I really heard that was on Amos and Andy. Because I just really never been around anybody that just talked like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, when I go somewhere and hear somebody talk like that, I stop
mm-hmm.
and listen to them, because we had to do that in English one time, and it's kind of dying out, and I
mm-hmm.
really hate I don't hear it, although it's sometimes it's bad listening to the ear, to listen to somebody, like I said, that little boy was just growing up, and it's going to be hard
mm-hmm.
to teach him correct English because that's the way he was brought up, but it's the way they were brought up, and you couldn't expect any more out of them. That's where they lived in their day and times, and
mm-hmm.
I really do like to hear them talk like that, but I don't ever be around anybody that talks like that.
Yeah. What different kinds of beans grow around here?
No beans. We have peas. Beans. I don't know where they grow. I don't know even if they grow in Texas. But we have what you call cream peas, whippoorwill, green peas.
Whippoorwill. What's that like?
Now those are peas. They have a blue hull, blue and green hull, and then you have blue hull peas. And then when you open them up, they are peas with specks.
Mm.
And they have that dark eye in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I can tell you from the peas, distinguish, after you boil them, the water turns real dark and the peas are real dry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like those kind. Cream peas are very good if you don't eat them too much. And the green peas.
Mm-hmm. To get the peas out of the pod, you say you have to
shell the peas.
What about a kind of bean, the large flat bean that you eat?
The lima bean.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
We have a navy bean. Don't admit, that's not too popular in this area. Kidney beans aren't either, but pinto beans are.
What about butter beans?
Butter beans, yeah.
What's the difference between butter beans and lima beans?
The butter bean is a big white bean. The lima bean, they are the same size,
mm-hmm.
but the lima bean is green.
Mm-hmm.
And the butter bean is white or cream, like the cream beans in it. Tastes real good when you put the butter in.
Mm-hmm. And a bean that you eat the pod and everything.
That is called a snap bean. But you can't shell a snap bean
mm-hmm.
out of the pod. What you have to do is break the ends off.
Mm-hmm.